Greetings and welcome to another Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute. Our topic today is Press Forward and Up. The Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 12, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold on that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold on me." We all have the sense that we have not attained and are not perfected. And sometimes we feel that we're completely inadequate. But Paul's words, I believe, are applicable whether you're falling short of attainment, perfection, or just feel you're getting nowhere at all. He said, "But I press on." Say that. Say, "I'm pressing on." These aren't words just to resign yourself to suffer through no matter what. But really, they are motivation to hope. Because the next thing Paul wrote was, "that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me." And there's the hope, is to remember that Christ has assigned blessing and purpose to your life. In God's plan, you've already attained and been perfected. We press on because we know there's something God's already accomplished in His purpose through Christ, that all we need to do is lay hold to it. I'll give an example. Here in Indy, we have a team called the Colts. We all remember the team drafted a young player named Peyton Manning. The reason that he was drafted and given a multi-million-dollar contract before he played his first game in the NFL was because they recognized there's ability in this quarterback to help the Colts take hold of a championship. With our draft pick, we're going to choose somebody we think and we are convinced can help us win a Super Bowl. So with that thought, they laid hold to Peyton Manning. And he did in turn, back in 2006, led the Indianapolis Colts to a Super Bowl NFL championship. So think of it that way, that God drafted you, He drafted me, because He saw in us maybe what we didn't see. And now all God is saying to us is, press on and lay hold to the purpose, the potential, the plan that I already have for you. Of course, nothing is as simple as it sounds. There's faith to exercise and good works to practice. But never doubt that God's purpose in your life, in my life, it's real. In Isaiah 43, verse 18, we read, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." It's a wilderness because there are no roads. It's a desert because there are no rivers and sources of water. The reason we serve God is for Him to work wonders in us and through us. God has already determined it. He's already taken hold of us. The thing for us to do is to press on and lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has already laid hold on us. I want to invite you to listen to or watch the message from last Sunday entitled Principles of Progress, Rivers and Roads. God bless, have a great day, and be encouraged.